Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Brewers broadcaster Sophia Minert, our guest on Monday mornings. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're pretty good, actually. I'm glad to have a chance for a sweep today. I was looking at your Twitter feed the other day, and it took you two full tweets in a thread just to give the Brewers injury update. But on this trip and on this roadie, we've had, again, some new names that we have to learn, but young people or new people stepping up.
Yeah, I think that's been the story of this team all season. And obviously, you don't want like this volume of injuries to pile up like it has, really going back to opening day. But it creates opportunities for other players. And we've had some great stories with players coming up and contributing in really impactful ways. And they're going to be counted on to continue contributing. I think, you know, yesterday was a great example of that, of four of the players in the starting lineup started the season with AAA. And yet here they are, you know, they're all in the same lineup and they're being counted on. So I think we have definitely seen a lot of that this season.
Sophia, you had a front row seat to Andrew Monasterio yesterday, hitting that first career homer. And you had a fun video there on Twitter, him going to the dugout, getting the cheesehead and kind of being ignored per usual. Yes. With his teammates. How was that moment like for you witnessing that firsthand?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I think like this team, I think despite everything that they've had to go through up to this point, they've still found ways to have fun every day. And, you know, I think he's such a likable kid. He's got great energy. He's always smiling. I mean, it's his first week in the big leagues. Every day is like a dream for him. You know, he's truly that guy that is just happy to be here. And he's playing really well. He's having great at-bats. Yesterday was a great moment for him. The three-run homer, you know, right away gives them a huge lead. And, yeah, his teammates had some fun with it, give him the silent treatment in the dugout. And then, of course, they've got the great reaction at the end.
Did you catch the Zach Brown Band on Friday?
I did, yes. Yeah, it was great. It was Lou Gehrig Day across Major League Baseball. And so the Reds had invited Zach Brown Band for a post-game concert. One of the members of their band, unfortunately, has ALS. And so it was like a charity concert, and it was sold out. They had more than 44,000 people there at Great American Ballpark. It was their largest crowd for a regular season game. And they put on a great show. They played for over an hour, so it was a lot of fun.
So Vince was trying to get Taylor Swift tickets at Soldier Field this past weekend. How much would you pay for a ticket to see Taylor Swift?
I was very lucky. I actually got to see her in Arizona when we were in spring training. So I did pay, and I would 100% go again. I don't think it'll probably work out with our schedule, but I had a lot of FOMO of everyone in Chicago this weekend that got to go to the concert, because I just love hearing when people get to go and what they think of it. And it really is. It's an amazing, amazing show. Even if you're not a big fan of hers, it's really quite a production.
Sophia, Dad here was faced with 700 per for two girls.
Oh,
so
no,
like,
I get it. I don't.
I'm sorry, I was out on
I
that.
I don't envy anybody. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. It's, trust me, it's insane. But I don't feel for you being in that spot.
Sophia Minert with us on Monday mornings. Thanks, Sophia. Hope we bring home the sweep.
All right. Thanks for the time.